Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Bahar. Post Pesach Sheni, Lag Ba'imer, Tzvias Ha'imer, Tavshin Pei Beis, Alon Shemin Tzchus. Refushim for Esther Tila Bas Ariel, Support for Sosh Chayisrael, Alon Nishma Sheni Bas of Yosef, my wife's grandmother's yard was last week. First idea comes from the Sibir Tam Badats, Rav Moshe Sternbach Shlita. Open Psukim to our Parsha, Vedabe Hashem, Moshe, Bahar, Sinai, Lay Mor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai saying, and Rashi says, Mayin at Shemitah, it's Har Sinai. Why Davka Shemitah is telling us over here that Shemitah was said, everything was given to Har Sinai. It's to tell you that everything, all the Dukim and all the Pratim, every little ounce of Torah Shabbat Pen, every halacha was said at Har Sinai. Says Rav Moshe Shtomach, why is it that the Torah chose the mitzvah of Shemitah to tell me this? Why Dafka, the mitzvah of Shemitah, we have to understand that we had to know that every halacha from all time was going to come, was said at Har Sinai. But we say by the mitzvah of Shemitah, why? Why the mitzvah of Shemitah? And he says to teach us that what is the mitzvah of Shemitah? As this year, Tavshin Pei Beis, it's a Shemitah year, so it's even more so. Shemitah represents Emunas Yisrael Ba'ashkacha So Yisbarach, to believe in the Creator, the active part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. That's for 6 years we work, but in the 10th year we stop at the end of the day to fully give up and give ourselves over to the Rabbonu Shalom. It says the same way that we have that inyan of Shemitah to give ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the same thing that Har Sinai did. That the whole inyan of Har Sinai, he was humble. Right? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains, Har Sinai gave up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chi komoso shenucha mikol ha'har min l'amenish HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashkiach alenu shenikai mitzvoysa v'nim se'manu k'v'yoch b'mekunu b'arun la'zeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu went over to all the mountains, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, why should I give the Torah to you? And Har Sinai said, I'm the lowest one, I'm the smallest one. To realize that Hashkacha, to have that Hashkacha, to believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have another. You have to have another. So why Yidavka learn by Shemitah? Because not only do we have the Emuna by Hashem, we know that the Hashkacha of Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the world, but that to have that Hashkacha, to have Kabbalah Sotmech HaShemayim, to realize Hashem in your life, you need another, which is only said in Har Sinai. Shemitah is that same Inyan, is to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs my life. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs my life. This is an idea, Taka. The Rebbe Reb Zusha, we've said this in the past, Parshas Bahar, but we'll say it again. The Nomer HaMelech brings it down. He calls his brother, HaChaseh HaMefursam, HaEchei HaChaseh HaMefursam, my publicized, my incredible brother. There's not an ounce of a drop of extra ink in the Torah. And the Torah says that in by Shemitah, just a few psukim later, Yichisomru Ma'anoichel Bashana Ashis, and you're going to ask, what's going to happen? What am I going to eat in my 7th year? Says the Rebbe Reb Zusha, why is the Torah going out of its way to tell us this? Says Rabbi Zusha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, don't ask that question. Because you ask that question, you're stopping the pipeline. At the end of the day, when you ask that question, you're stopping. Emunah is a pipeline. To have Emunah, to have Bitachon in Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a pipeline to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to shalom bitachon alakav, to be shalom in our Bitachon. Shalom in our Bitachon. The same way that we're shalom in our Bitachon by Shemitah, we have to be shalom in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalit, Kadosh Baruch Hu, every dittuk, every halacha was said at Har Sinai. One incredible idea for the Sefer Tam Badas, but the Bidamuna and Bitachon and the Hashkacha Sabore and the Midah Vanava intertwined, followed by the Rebbe Bzusha by Shemitah. Doesn't say, what new extra letter? You ask a question, because you're going to ask a question, don't ask the question. Because when you have the more Amuna, you have more Bracha, and more Shefa, and more blessings in your life. Second idea, second Pasuk. Dalber al Bnei Yisov Amar Talehem. Speak to Klal Yisrael and say to them, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to give you the land, I'm going to give you the Shemitah, make sure to have a Shemitah year. Says the Noam Megadim, as Rav Simon Shlita likes to say, one of the classical Hasidish Sfarim. Why does it say Daber? And then it says Va'amarta. Right? Last week it said Amor Va'amarta. But here now it's saying Daber al Bnei Yisrael, then Va'amarta. What's going on over here? Why the change of Lashon? Says the Sefer Noam Megadim, an incredible insight. It says, at the end of the day, kol ol cha'adam eno shava karoi, az adibar imam humala shemal kasha. If we're still not humble, we didn't get the message yet, Kadosh Baruch Hu's kasha, daber. But the second we come, kisavo el ha'aretz, we make ourselves like dust of the land. We make ourselves mevata ourselves, like we said before for the Sefer Tam Badas, into Kadosh Baruch Hu's kabbalah sobo chashem, kisavo el ha'aretz, then v'amarta aleim. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu could speak to us a little softer. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, where's your head? Are you a Baal Gaiva or are you a Baal Anova? Are you an Haman or are you a Mordechai? Are you Rabbi Kiva or are you a Haman? Our job is to make sure that in life we're mevat ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the whole Indian of Kabbalah Satorah. When it comes to the Kabbalah Satorah of Lag Ba'omer, Torah Sanistar, the Kabbalah Satorah of Shavuos, it starts with the Midah Nova. Rav Tzadik says, "Venafshi ka'afel kol tia." He said, "Make my soul like dust." Then b'sach li b'sar secha. Because when a person has to make themselves humble and afshikar for the cold tiyah, then only can Torah penetrate a person's neshama and elevate them and transform them. It's the whole Indian, what it means to be a Jew. You want Torah to transform you, first you start with the midah of another. Gemara in Tanya Zion, the water comes, just like water comes from top to below, so too, every person has to be able to make themselves like humble, like the water. What an incredible insight, why you go start from daber, because of daber you're not, we're still by God, but then kisva ala aretz, then you make yourselves like land, then I can be married to them, and I can speak to them a little softer. Then Hashem probably wants a relationship with us. What a incredible idea from the known Magadim and a tzaddik. Moving on to Adin number 3. Adin number 3, Chaf Hei, Chaf Aleph. Etzivisi, Esperchasi, Lachem, Hashanah, Hashishis, Asa, Setuah, Lashlosh, Hashanah. Hashem probably says, don't plant the 7th year, and then the 6th year, you're going to have plenty of food, enough for 3 years. Esperchasi, my bracha. What's the deeper idea? It says that Tiferes Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael of Chorkov, which I believe was the son of the Rishoner. He says, what's this bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Me'acha she'berchas Hashem hi l'mal min ha'teva. Sharei she'ein kol mokam la'sheila ma noicha hen lo nuzer lo nesav etzavaseinu. The same way you can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. It's above this world that a person stops in the 7th year and they have enough to be able to eat. And they make it work and they figure it out. Sharei berchaso yisbarach ein ezukukul l'shum pu'ul ativis. Because at the end of the day, what's the ultimate bracha? It doesn't make sense. It's not going to be based on anything natural. It's all based on everything supernatural. A malam in the teva. Teva, Rabbi Kiva doesn't start over with 5 students. He doesn't start over with the Rishon Baruch Hai. Teva's 24,000 students to be able to lay up, says Rav Shoran, to just to give up. And just give up. Yeish. But a Jew is the malam in the teva. The biggest bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the malam in the teva. What's the bracha? Don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be able to live in large, and things have to make sense. The Ish Kodesh in Parshas Shlach says a very similar insight. He says when the Meragim come back, and they say this whole thing about the giants and this and that. What is called? It's a kiyacha nuchla. We could do it. We could do it. Shkaich. What was he saying? It says the Ish Kodesh. He was telling the Meragim and telling Klal Yisrael, stop thinking with your head. Stop thinking everything has to work in your math book and logically, and with your rational, with your svaros. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does could be lamalim in the teva. Stop thinking with your head and start thinking with your heart. You know what the biggest bracha of Shemitah is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not confined to natural rules or regulations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lamala. And don't think that anything you do and anything that's happening in your life is gonna stop that. Sharei berchaso yisbarach ein zukukul l'shum bo ilu tivis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lamala min ha'teva. It's not totally on anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bracha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above this world. Lamala min ha'teva. What a tremendous insight from the Tiferes Yisrael, Rachel of Turkov, of Shor, by Lag Ba'omer, and be able to bring it back into to the beautiful Ish Kodesh Torah from Parshas Shlach, one of my favorite ones. Moving on to idea number 4, living l'mal min ha'teva. Idea number 4. Idea number 4 comes to us from the Kli Yoker, Chaf Hei Lamed Vav. Al tiach mi'ito neshech v'sarmis. The Torah instructs us and codifies, make sure not to take any interest. You lend someone $400, you can't take $500 when they pay you back. Says the Kli Yoker, what's so bad about interest? Says the Kli Yoker, what is he sowed? He said, you want to know? And at Dafka, it goes perfectly well because it's running to Shemitah. Says the Kli Yoker, what's the sorum in Israel of Ribbis? Lefishu masir midas bitachum in adim, taking you on the way to midas bitachum. Ki kol mal ba masa matan enam v'suah sal Hashem. Every businessman, every Jew is relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we doubt what we have. As soon as you're going to start taking extra money, what are you doing? You're playing God. You don't believe in the Rabbon Hashem. Ve'enu nizak lebitachum Hashem isbarach. L'chein nismachav mitzazul leparshas ha-shmita ki gam tam ha-shmita hu kideshin ha-nosim b'tchon ba-Hashem. The same Indian of Shemitah is a Muna. The same thing when you give up more interest, it's a lack of Mamuna. And that's why the two topics are next to each other in the Torah. Don't play around with interest. Because at the end of the day, you're taking away a person's Mamuna Bitochon. This is actually a vort that we said from the Rebbe Zusha about the pipeline. But this is a vort that all the Noam HaMelech also brings down. That the whole point of the Torah is one thing and one thing only. Is the Muna Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says in the Parshas Yisro, I da b'shem much by Har Sinai, by Aseres HaDibros, dine aidea Torah odom melech v'dvekos v'zeh is called v'meila, anochi Hashem Elohu advekos v'emunah. The whole point of the Torah, the whole point of da b'shem much lemo, the whole point of Aseres HaDibros, the whole point of the Torah, is anochi Hashem Elokecha, to believe in the Creator, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second you start charging interest, what do you do? What are you showing? I don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or maybe I believe in Hashem, but I don't believe him in my daily life. I don't believe in my personal life. And that's why I have to charge interest. What an incredible insight from the Kli Yoker and from the Rebbe Meir to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only involved, but he's there, he's with us. And the second we lose that, you're going to very dangerous territories. To let go and let God, to realize we don't control our lives, to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, like Rabbi Gober, to let go like God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls our lives. Moving on to idea number 5. Now, at the end of Rav comes up some Av Hashem, Kosovo Rebbe. We said this a few years ago, we'll say it again to beautify the Chafei Memchas. It's talked about the Eved, Eved Ivri, and then Eved Ivri sold to a non-Jew. Achri Nimkar Geula Tiyelo Echa Me'echa V'Yigalenu. Sorry, so a Jew has to now be able to get him back from a non-Jew, and you buy him, and he'll have his Geula from one of his brothers. Achri Nimkar Geula Tiyelo, says the Av Hashem, Kosovo Rebbe. Gamze Shenimzchar Pechal Tavosov. Achri Nimkar. Even after a person was sold, even after a person has gone through tremendous challenge to become an Eved Ivri, you got to do some real bad things. Ein lisiyaj, don't give up. Ela geula tihielo, geulas hanefesh b'amsosat tshuva. Says the Kosovo Rebbe, a person has to believe in the ability to be able to do tshuva. Acher nimkar, a person feels like their soul. Their life is over. A person just wants to give up after 45 holiness shabbos were taken. We just want to give up and say lag boimer, forget lag boimer, and we'll give up on ourselves. No. To be able to realize that a Jew never gives up. A Jew could always come back to the Bona Shem. Ein Shem Yesh Bem Kal, like Chatzko Rebbe said, Yesh Shalom Midas, Yesh is not part of who we are. And we pass him like a Abaye. Yesh Shalom Midas, it's not part of our Das. Right? The Machlokis in Bava Metzi between Rav and Abaye. Rav says, Yesh is Shalom Midas. Abaye Mar says, Yesh Shalom Midas. We don't give up, says Abaye. We pass like a Abaye. Yesh Shalom Midas, it's not who we are. We don't give up. We don't give up on the Rabbon Hashem. And this is actually Pesach Sheni. The Rabbi Reatz in today's Hayom Yom. The theme of Pesach Sheni is that it is never too late. It is always possible to put things right. Even if one is Tomei, or one is far away, you're Rachok. Even in the case of Lachem, even when you did it deliberately and on Bembezit, nonetheless, a person can always correct it. A person can always do tshuva. A person can always come back. And that's exactly over here. Acher Nimkar, a person can feel like they're so lost. You did it every and you're sold to a non-Jew. Yet, Geula Tiyelo. A person could always do tshuva. A person can always come back to the Rebbeinu Shem. Isn't that what Lag B'Omer is all about? If we know it's brought down Shulchan Aruch that there's the same night of the week that Purim falls out and Lag B'Omer falls out. This year Purim is a Wednesday night Thursday. So to hear Lag B'Omer is Purim, Lag B'Omer is Wednesday night Thursday. It's a day of tshuva. It's a day of tshuva. It's a day of repentance, returning to who we are. We're to realize that we're a neshama. Rashi Rashbi, his whole life was to be able to realize that we're a piece of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That every single one of us has a piece of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're chelok becoming our mamash, to believe in our neshama, to believe in Nishmas Yisrael, to believe in the tzaddikim, to believe in who we are. That every single person is a tzaddik. What an incredible idea from the Kosovo Rebbe, from the Kotzka Rebbe, and from the Rebbe Reatz to review these five ideas. You start off saying from Rav Moshe Shturmach. Why Dafka to say by Harsina, Dafka by Shemitah? Because it says it's here by Tam Adas. Because the whole Indian of Harsina, the whole Indian, excuse me, of Shemitah. It's because we realize that Kodesh Baruch is Hashkacha in the world. And that's the whole Indian of Harsina. Is to realize that Harsina was to realize that we now have the Torah and every halacha is so intricate. And Kodesh Baruch went to Harsina and Harsina said, Am Salah. Kodesh Baruch said, Adafka want you to be one with the Rebbeinu Shem, to believe in Kodesh Baruch, Kabbalah Tzol Shemayim, believe in Amunah. You have to have that Midah of Anova. You have to have that Bitachon and Anova go hand in hand. The second idea was said in Omegadim. Why is it that it starts in the second pasuk? Daber ben Yisrael amarta liam. Why daber and then amarta? He says daber is when you present and humble themselves. Yeah, but you make yourself like Oritz. Eretz Kanan. You make yourself like Anova. Then the Amarta, then Lashem Raka, then a little softer language, and that's what Tzadik says. In Shmones, Benafshi Ka'afel Kotiyah, make my soul like dust. Then Pesach be Besor Tzadik, then the Torah could come and penetrate and transform and inspire and connect us to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara Times, Daf Zayin, that's what Torah is all about, making us. Yeah, a person has to make themselves humble first. The Tiferes Yisrael, the Chok of a Rebbe, as Berchasi, Kadosh Baruch Hu's bracha is lamalim in a tava. Don't think Kadosh Baruch Hu's bracha is confined between. Logic and rational, no, it's above this world. And that's what the Ish Kodesh says by the Maragam Chalav, it said, Kiyach Anuchala. After the Giants, we could do it with a Nike commercial. Kiyach Anuchala, we could do this. Stop thinking logically, start thinking with your heart instead of your head. And so the Rebbe Bezusha was saying, the Koyach of Amunah and the Koyach of Bitachon, when a person asks that you're causing the Shefa from closing down, don't ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to be able to bring in the shoe in any and every way. Kiyachar. What's so bad about interest? And why is the Dafka next to Shemitah? Because Shemitah is all about Amunah, and someone who plays around with interest, start charging interest. That's someone who's taking away someone's Amunah. You're taking away your Amunah, you're taking away the Bitachon, you're taking away that from a person. That's what Rabbi Zusha said, Chisoimru. Don't take away from that person. A person will be able to vat themselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to bring that Amunah, bring the Bitachon, bring the Shefa down, bring the Bracha down. Finally, fifth and final idea from the Av HaShalom, Achrei Nimkor. Geula Tiyelo. Even if a person feels sold and they feel like they just want to give up, Geula Tiyelo. A person could always come back, like the Kotzker Rebbe said. Yesh Shlomi Das. Yesh is not part of our Jewish vocabulary. Not part of our Torah Jew can't be part of who we are. And the Rebbe writes out the whole Indian Pesach Sheni. It's never too late to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zochah be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach to believe in Hashkachas Habore, to believe in Emuna, to believe in Anava, to be able to understand, to be able to come to Kabbalah Satara, Kabbalah Satara like Ba'omer, Kabbalah Satara of Shuas, and you have to have the Midah of Anava. Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Lamalim and Atava, to realize that Emuna Mitachon is anything and everything that we have in our lives, and to realize that Ein Shem Yesh Klal, a person can always have the Gula right around the corner. Be'ezah Hashem, wishing everyone a holy, holy week and holy source, Lag Ba'omer. Yom Tov, Kinyan Tov.